Blog Talk Radio.
Party people say, party people say, hey, it's a new day, it's a new day. Well, it's getting ready, everybody ready, yeah, for a new day, for a new day. Celebrate and say,
good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you guys doing today? One more day. Thank you so much for the hearts on Periscope. By the way, for those of you on Facebook, I am simulcasting this on my Periscope feed, and that is at Skip LaCour. And for those of you who are on Periscope, I am on Facebook, my public page, facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page. I am here every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And I am so glad to have you here. Good morning, Sherry. Here for another day of MTC Mental Toughness Conditioning. Hello, Jim. Good morning, sir. I'm so glad to have you here again today. This is the right time to get your shout-outs while we get everybody on the line here. On the feed. I really appreciate that. If you do miss this live video chat, and I want you to be here every single morning, just so that we just touch base, just two guys and Sherry here. I know I have a lot of manformation stuff going on. Sherry, you're one of the very smart women of the world who really understand how this applies to everybody. And whether you're man or woman, or animal, whatever it takes, right? When you're looking for a higher quality of life, this is the type of stuff that we all should be talking about every single day, just to get you focused on what it is we really want in our lives. And I know we all have different goals, we have different needs, we have different values, so a different way about going about meeting our goals in life. The more we focus on going in a specific direction, the more specific we can make it. We can't help but learn strategies, small distinctions, the subtleties of success, and surround ourselves with people who are going in that same direction, giving us more certainty and confidence to keep on going in that direction. We can't help it the more and more we focus on what it is we really want. So at the beginning of every single one of these Morning Connection live video chats, I want you to think about, what do you want most in your life? What is the biggest thing? If you had that one thing knocked out and accomplished and you experienced, you felt it, you became it, what would that be? Right? And that could be, ask yourself that question every single day as though it's a whole new day and you can have any way you wanted it. And because you might, the more and more you ask yourself this question, you might get deeper and deeper into it and figure out, no, this is what I really want. I'm really capable of a lot more than what I said that I wanted just 5 days ago. Certainly 5 months ago, we're continually evolving and growing if we push ourselves, as we ask for more. Good morning, Wyatt, and good morning, Dan. So glad you guys are here today. So this is just a light conversation, just two guys just getting together talking about life. This isn't structured material where do this. And I understand that. I'm the same way. I want more out of life just like you. You're the kind of person to show up for this Morning Connection live video chat. And what I was going to mention before is if you can't be at your phone, which you should be at your phone just to check in every single day with this live chat while we're doing it, just like a discipline, just an exercise, mental toughness conditioning exercise every single day. In your driving or you're in the gym and you want to get your daily dose of MTC, this is also a podcast, and you can find that on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes or Stitcher. So you can just Google search Morning Connection, and a little bit later on that'll be there too. So I want to do everything I can to get your Morning Connection, your MTC, your mental toughness, your emotional toughness conditioning every single day, and whether it's live or not, but I want you here to be live. Hello, Carl. Thank you so much for being here this morning. So again, this isn't just that overwhelming material that I know it's great. Man, I know I need to do this. I'm just overwhelmed. How do I fit that in my day? That's not what this is about. Just little by little, us just showing up every day and connecting, just thinking about it, one small thought, one small distinction can make all the difference in the world. We can just do that little by little every single day, just you and me showing up every single day. So today I want to talk about something that, in my experience, being heavily into the fitness industry now, I mean, I really went for it. How many years ago was that? I guess about 16 years ago now. And, you know, people, you know, what they want to get in shape. They have certain beliefs about what it is to be in shape and how that will make them feel. And they have certain beliefs that not being in shape, that they attach certain feelings and emotions, right? So if I be, if I'm in shape and I lose my belly fat, this is the way life will be for me. And by me not being in shape, by me having this extra belly fat, oh my God, that means this, and it's usually a negative thing. And those are all just beliefs that if you believe those to be true, they will be true for you as you go about your life and about your day. So I hear a lot of people, so let me ask you, I hear this a lot, is that we are our bodies. That's the most important thing, and it's our billboard. It tells the world what we think about ourselves. Now, again, I'm heavily into the fitness industry. If you know me from my former life, I'm a six-time national champion bodybuilder. I've helped many men around the world get in shape and not just lose the belly fat, but build amazing physiques, muscular, all the way to the extreme of winning bodybuilding contests. Now, before I went on that particular journey to learn all the mindset that it took and the strategies, you know, it was this personal development, how it changed my life. So when I did hit the whole bodybuilding stage of my life, I mean, I have the whole mindset that went along with it. And that's, you know, it's not just genetics and it's not just a training strategy or an eating strategy that I'll get to that leads to success. It's also a mindset. So I was primed. You know, what I do now is I help ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence strategies so they achieve their goals in life with more certainty and confidence. I help men live the lives that they really want and spend their time with the people they really want to be with. And that's what I do. I have many programs to help men do this. Go to manformation.com, check out all the articles, all the opportunities, videos, blog posts, podcasts, all to help you gain more certainty and confidence to achieve your goals. I also have different ways with my one-on-one coaching programs, from working with men on the phone every single week. I help them become accountable. We have two people working on their goals. We do it every single week for the results that they really want. Many times, the result we start off on their journey working on isn't what they end up wanting. And that's the beauty of life, the twists and turns and the excitement of life. And I also do intense weekend coaching that just for the elite, really committed guys. They come out to Walnut Creek and we work for 3 days. We work out, we eat together, we have intense days, and we really break it down. So I help men achieve their goals in many different ways. Talking about the Man Formation program, again, manformation.com. 2016 is going to be the year of your man formation. I'm going to have live seminars that you can attend. You get together with men who are like-minded, ambitious, just like you, going for more in life. I'll talk a lot more about that in the coming months. Man Formation University, really excited about that. All right, really excited about that. Going back to my fitness journey and learning about the mindset about getting in shape, losing that body fat, you know, you've heard that. Do you believe that your body represents the world, your self-respect, your self-esteem? If you're happy with yourself, you treat your body like a temple, those type of things. Do you believe that if you were to get in shape, if you just did whatever it took to get your body in shape and you felt good about yourself, that will be the foundation, that will be the starting point, the genesis to an amazing overall quality of life? Is that what you believe? And do you believe not having your body in shape, having that extra body fat, is preventing you from getting what you really want, whether that is the happiness and fulfillment that you want because you can't lose that body fat? It attacks your self-esteem. Does it prevent you from carrying yourself in a way to get a better job, to make more money, to take your business to the next level? Is it getting in the way of you being close to other people, to be in a loving, committed relationship? You can't. Feeling this way, looking this way, you can't attract the woman of your dreams. Your goddess, as I have one of my coaching clients, he's working on himself to attract his goddess in his life. I love that term. Be the type of person to attract a goddess. How would you have to treat yourself? And I'm not just talking physically, and I think that will be the point of what I talk about today. But what are your beliefs about your health and fitness? Right? In my journey, I've had many people who have come to me. I see them searching all over the internet. And the mystery of losing body fat, it is just the most perplexing. I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry, how to get people who aren't necessarily right now committed to a structured bodybuilding and training program, a fitness program at all. It's a billion-dollar industry to help people do what it takes to get in shape, right? And so a lot of people must have beliefs around it. A lot of people say, oh, it's not your fault. They have all their different strategies, okay? Eat this way, eat that way. A lot of different strategies. You might be looking at all those ways to lose body fat and wonder, well, what's different about this one or that one? Why can't I get it? That's what I want to talk about when I start off with your beliefs, right? About when it comes to health and fitness, because this internet is full. There's so many strategies out there to lose that body fat, right? And to be happy, if that's what you believe, when you lose that body fat. Why aren't you taking those strategies, those mini strategies, and just saying, hey, let me just take five. There must be, 50,000 of them. Let me just take one, do a little bit of research. Let me dig in, do research. I'll just take five. And I'll take one at a time, try that for 3 or 4 weeks and see what works. I'll build from that level of knowledge and that understanding. And then I'll maybe do another one and learn a little bit more there or a little bit more there. Why aren't you going on that journey? I want you to really think about that. It was something that, eating more, eating fewer calories, watching that whole consumption, moving around more. Those are organizing principles to success with weight loss. Why aren't you doing those things? Is it because that you don't really have the right strategy? And I want to challenge you on that. Or is it that, it takes commitment, it takes effort, you're uncertain. And so before you get going on doing all this, right, before you give your full 100% commitment, okay, you want to make sure you have the most effective and efficient strategy. And there's so many experts out there who are claiming that their effective and efficient strategy is the most effective and efficient strategy, and you don't want to waste any time whatsoever doing anything less than what's optimal. Well, let me just tell you, whatever eating plan or training plan that you want to go on to lose that body fat, you will find out that there will be somebody who will rock your sense of certainty, because there's some expert out there who's really passionate, who's going to tell you that their way is the right way. We are going to be right back with this Morning Connection podcast. Remember, you can watch me live presenting this motivational material, get you thinking about life every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on my Periscope channel, that's at Skip LaCour, SKIPLACOUR, or on my Facebook public profile page, and that's facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page, SKIPLACOUR PAGE. Remember, you can watch me live every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and get our daily connection that way too.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast. All right, let me ask you a question when it comes to other areas of life. Maybe think about the areas of life that you're already great at, right? I don't know what that might mean. Maybe for you it's business, although your body fat, your health and fitness is what's slowing you down, right? Maybe your relationships are what's great about your life. You know, your family, your marriage, your friendships, but it's your body fat that being in shape is slowing you down. You know, what if you had a friend that said to you, you know, well, how do I do this? You know, I want to do it in the most effective and efficient way. I mean, is there a way to make money, let's say, that, okay, don't waste any time and energy until you get the right strategy, get in there, and then there's this perfect set of skills that you just go 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, it's done. Is there a way to make that amount of money that way, right? Or would you tell them, you know what? It comes with your intent in your heart, in your mind. You know what your result is, why it's so important to you, and then you just go on the journey, and then you make adjustments along the way. If someone said, hey, I want to be in a relationship, I want to be this loving connection relationship, is there a book, is there a certain set of strategies I can just do 1, 2, 3, 4 and not waste any time, not waste getting my heart hurt in any way, so I just go from right where I am to directly to what I ultimately want. I don't want to waste any time in it. And that was your area of life that you were amazing at. I guess my question to you would be, would you say, hey, yeah, use this exact strategy? Or would you tell them, look, you got to just know where your heart is, your mind, what it is you really want, why it's so important to you, and just jump in there and get in there, you know, and just don't expect the perfect, most effective, efficient strategy. Just get going, and then you'll find the adjustment. You'll find out once you're driven by your heart and once you're driven by your goals and your mind and you have that clarity and confidence, you will figure it out. Isn't that how you achieved most of the things you have in life? So I guess my question would be is that with so many different diets out there, is it that you are trying to just be effective and efficient, how you might be saying that to yourself, and that's why you're not getting going, you don't want to waste any time? And if that is the case, is that really serving you right now? Okay. But I want to get back to something more important than that. If you have any questions about losing body fat or the exit routine, if that type of thing, this Morning Connection is a lot more than just that. I just understand that a lot of people have these beliefs that they can't really get going until their body looks a certain way. And again, you're not going to, if you've come to this Morning Connection, we go a lot deeper than that when we think about life. Good morning, Colton, and good morning, Karen. How are you guys doing today? Really appreciate you being here, right? So we go a lot deeper than something like that. But I know a lot of you have those beliefs about losing your body fat. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com. I can send you all kind of audio files that will break all of that down. If that's why you're here, because you said, lose belly fat, I got to lose belly fat, I can help you with that, right? When your mind is clear on why that's so important to you, what to do will become a lot easier. So I will tell you this, that if I do send you information, absolutely free, send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. Reference this Morning Connection live video chat, so I know that's what you were inspired to email me for, right? But I'll just tell you this, if your mind isn't right, if you're not clear about why it's so important, your beliefs about the body fat you do have, don't have, you want to lose, whatever, and what that's going to do for your life, you're just going to get that information. It's just now going to be 1,001 different strategies, and then you'll sit back, well, I heard this, and I heard this, right? You know what I'm saying? But again, let's go deeper. Number one is, okay, you probably observe a lot of fitness people. Like, if fitness isn't your gig, and if it is your gig, and you're surrounded by a lot of fitness people, would you say that with their amazing abs that they're the happiest people in the world? I'm not saying that they're unhappy, right? But did those abs give them that happiness? Do they look like their lives are so great that they're so happy? I mean, I know when they're talking about abs and working out, that's their genius zone. That's what they're all about. But when you expand, when you look deeper, you know, maybe if you can't get going and those beliefs about, you know, this being in shape, losing that body fat, how it's happy it's going to make you, maybe there is that you have one set of beliefs that it will make you happy, but there's something back there and thinking, is that really going to make me happy? Again, when you got to get clear and you got to know what it is that you really want, right? And if you do believe that you can't, that it's the foundation to happiness and having those abs, well, I would say you need to hurry up and have those abs. Get on the journey so you can see if that's true or not true. Number one, if you believe that to be true and that does stimulate to the next part of life, all those other things, well, include that into losing the body fat. Just don't make it about, you know, being in shape, having body fat, not really incorporate all those things. How you're going to have the relationship of your dreams, the spirituality. I hear Wyatt talk, saw him post that his spirituality is most important. Finances, having your business. If you really believe that getting on that diet and losing that body fat is, make sure that every time you eat, every time you work out, that you wrap up all those beliefs, you know, into everything that you do. Don't just make it about your physical body, right? Hurry up. That's the thing a lot of times about goals and us achieving goals is a lot of times people think, when I achieve this goal, I'll be happy. And they never achieve the goal to know if it's true or not. And just the thought that if they did, that would make them happy, it keeps them in that place of someday, someday, someday. I would say, you know, our beliefs really guide our lives. Hurry up, you know, and find that out. Again, if you want tips on how to lose body fat, I'll be more than happy to share it with you. An audio file that'll talk over just what you need to know. Skip at skiplacour.com. Send me that email. And makes it as simple. You can make it as simple, as complex as you want. Let me just tell you something about the fitness experts out there who really, that's their life. That's their goal. That's their mission. They may have a different point of view about what this all takes. It's going to be a little bit different than mine as I look at a big holistic picture of what it is you need to do. You know, I coach trainers, fitness experts who have spent their whole life having that belief and telling their clients that when they get in shape, that will be the cornerstone to happiness in their life. It'll set the tone for everything else. They preach that to their clients, and that, in their mind, makes them valuable, you know, as that personal trainer, as that expert. And a couple things I tell them that is that, have you ever had a client who was with you for 6 months and they were out of shape, they were unhappy, and then when they were working out with you, they got their mojo. They lost that body fat. They were looking great. They were feeling good and just a whole happier person. Now, on a scale from 1 to 10, if maybe they were at 5 or 6 when they started working, they came to the conclusion, you know, like you said, you know, if I get in shape, then this is going to be the starting point to happiness in all areas of life. And then guess what? They got in shape. And I asked them, do you ever run into them like in the grocery store or around town, maybe 6 months later? And they still look good. They didn't just abandon all their good habits. They still look good. They were following through with what you taught them. They look physically good. And have you noticed that their energy, their level of happiness, if you had to gauge it, they're right back where they were when they didn't have that body that you helped them get, right? Their energy, you know, if you talk to them about their life, they're at that same place when they first came to you, even though their body looks different. Do you ever wonder why that is? I ask them. Right? Because what they thought would bring them happiness, because if they're looking online and they're looking for a personal trainer, they're coming to you. They've gone through pain. There's something going on in their life that, and it could be relationships, it could be finances, it could be just getting older, whatever it is. They came to the conclusion before they ever met you that if they got in shape, they lost that belly fat, they would be happy. And so personal trainers, what they do is, okay, I'm here to deliver. And you'll go to a gym, you might see this, and you know, I look on the internet and there's all these exercises that I've never seen before. It's because personal trainers sometimes, to prove their value, instead of leading the person into feeling good about themselves and improving their body, they just have them work on their body and assume that it's going to happen, that they're going to feel better about themselves. And so I say they do the monkey dance. Like, they're always trying to impress the person with another exercise, something new, different than all the other personal trainers, to prove their worth. And, you know, I kind of, hey, between you and me, is all that necessary? Is it, you know, don't the basics work, basic eating? And they go, yeah. But there's this need to impress that client where, you know, the real value is to lead your client and help them understand the bigger picture of what this all takes. You know, and I emphasize to them, with again, these are the men who come to me many times. They're in their 40s. They've been personal trainers for over 20 years. And although they love what they do, it's just not producing at the level financially. There's just not enough time there, and they're looking for other strategies, and that's what they come to me for. And I tell them is that belief has a certain price. When you help them understand how this, it really helps the overall picture of their life, you become a lot more valuable. You need to lead them and not do the monkey dance and try to impress them just to get a pack of 10 more sessions, right? So when you are clear about what you want, all of this becomes a lot easier. Now, again, if that's your belief that having those abs, go ahead, get them, attack it, bundle up all the great things in life that is going to get you. But be prepared if maybe when you get there, that isn't it. And, you know, I talk about, you know, fitness people. I always find this interesting when I look on the internet, and they'll see a celebrity who is a master at what they do, worldwide recognition. For their craft of being an actor. They obviously make a lot of money, have a lot of influence of other people, have all the options and opportunity in life. If they're single, they have plenty of relationships, everything that they might really want, right? But they're not in the shape, I guess, they used to be, right? Or as much as this fitness person, right? This fitness person believes that, I can't believe that they're not in shape. They really need to get in shape. And I'm thinking about it. Look, the bullseye in life is to be happy. They have everything they want. And then I would ask them, you know, you having those abs, has that given you happiness? Just a different way to think about all this, this whole thing about what it means to be happy, how you're tying your fitness. And, hey, I want to do everything to help you become happy, whatever that might be. If you think it's your, hurry up and get on that journey. Hurry up and make it happen. So you'll see if that's it or not. There are plenty of strategies out there. It's really going to take your commitment and your belief in what you're doing and really how it all plays into your big picture. So those are my thoughts for today on this Morning Connection. Have a great day, and thank you for joining me.